You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul and I'm here to tell you the most important things you're gonna know about drones.
Yeah, and I'm just I don't know what I am. I'm Rob. I know that, and I know that we're listening to episode. We're actually doing episode 693. Excited that you're with us, and hopefully it's some good information.
Definitely hope it's some good information. Really excited today. We won't rant and rave before this question. We'll just get right into it. But we definitely do want to say a special thank you to everyone who has been a student and who has given us testimonials. If you have been a DroneU student and given us a testimonial, we would love to feature you if you'll send us an email with your testimonial and a picture or a headshot and tell us what you love about DroneU. We would love to feature you. Just also want to say a special thank you to the DroneU community. You can get exclusive access to the DroneU community to help inspire and motivate you from people who actually own drone businesses. What a shocker. It's actually quite different than other drone schools because these people learn from experience, not from theoretical degrees and certificate forms. But anyway, if you want to learn from them, stay inspired and motivated, and get exclusive access into our 26 online courses, just go to thedroneu.com. But also a big special thank you to our friends at videoblocks.com. Your answers, your questions have been answered. Video blocks, audio blocks, and image blocks is now all in one. If you go to videoblocks.com/drone, the price has gone down. Get all three for $149 a year. That's an annual subscription to download audio, video, and really it's all copyright free. It's going to help you really, it's really going to help you maintain that production value. If you just weren't able to get a certain shot, you need some video for any of your productions that you're doing, whether it's real estate, golf courses, or commercials or little tidbits. The thing is that you're going to have what you need. But anyway, let's get on to today's question. Rob, I know you've got to run to lunch.
What up, my drone peoples? My name is Austin Nethery, and today I had a very interesting experience. I contract my services out to an oil and gas company just south of San Antonio where there are lots of beautiful rolling hills. And I normally do spotogrammetry and surveying data, but today in particular, I was doing a cinematic shot for a pipeline they're putting in. Anyways, before I got my bird in the air, I checked the airspace, as you always should, and I found out that I was right smack dab on the border of two MOAs. So I did some digging and found out that both were active during the time that I wanted to fly, and that the minimum operational altitude that the one closest to me was 8,000 feet, and then the one that I was going to be flying into was 7,000 feet. So I figured, okay, I've covered my bases. I've made sure that I'm going to be out of their airspace. Everything's good. So I get up in the air and start shooting, and not very much time goes long, and I start hearing some jets from behind. And so I turn around, and I see two private jets flying very low to the ground, what looks like close to 400, maybe 500 feet off the ground. And they're coming from behind me, heading straight towards my drone. And I obviously yield right of way to the manned aircraft and lose altitude as quickly as possible. But it was a very scary and very interesting experience. And I was curious, is there anything else that I'd need to do to prevent that from happening again? I imagine those two jets were trying to fly below the MOA as well, and were just skimming the ground, taking a look at some of the pipeline stuff. A very interesting situation. Thankfully, no one got hurt. I was just curious what y'all thought about that and if I handled it properly. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Austin. I bet that was a scary encounter.
Definitely probably a little nerve-wracking.
A little nerve-wracking. You got to act fast. But, Paul, it sounds like he did everything that he should have done.
Yeah. In military operating areas or MOAs, as a drone pilot, you can fly in them. But you've got to know that there's a difference between MOAs and restricted military areas. So restricted military areas, you cannot fly. MOAs, normally they do have a floor and a ceiling. as far as the airspace goes. But you have to understand, too, that in those operating areas, military aircraft can go dark. They can fly without lights. They can fly to their heart's content. Mm-hmm. That's what they're for. Obviously, yielding to manned aircraft is definitely something that's really important. And, you know, you can always check NOTAMs to see if those MOAs are active. But as a drone pilot, you know, yes, you've got to be cognizant of where you are, where you're flying, how high you're flying, because this can happen, obviously.
Sure.
But at the same time, he did everything right. I mean, he could call, you know, the operating authority, which is mentioned in multiple airspace applications. But he did everything right.
Yeah, and in this particular case, he mentioned that they were two private jets. So it doesn't sound like they were even related to the MOA.
Unless he was just saying private jets and they were military jets.
Correct. Yeah, it's
because if they were private jets, they were then breaking the law.
Yeah, I don't know. So, all I know is what he said. So, but what I'm wondering is there? It seems like you've talked about an app before where you can actually see the air traffic. Would something like that be beneficial? I mean, just to kind of have up all the time, or is that overkill?
I'm not sure that they would show up on ADS-B. Actually, I think they would show up on ADS-B. So this would be some, you know, something that's on the new upgraded DJI Go app, which hasn't come out yet. But you will be able to see manned traffic, and that would come on. But if they're flying at 800 miles an hour at 500 feet, it's probably not going to show up in your map fast enough the network.
As soon as it hits your screen, it's there. That's true.
So, yeah, I'm not sure how much that would help in that scenario. But again, you know, if you're, I don't really understand even the point of flying over, say, 300 feet ever. I really don't.
Yeah.
If you're doing mapping and modeling, I get it if you're trying to cover wide swaths of area. But as far as flying up to 400 feet for most drone jobs, I don't understand it. It's just, you know.
It's probably not necessary.
I think you get better stuff when you're flying down low. I mean, that's kind of why drones came into the market, because low and slow.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like this really comes down to, thank you for sharing your story. I mean, it's good to for other people to hear that this can happen.
True.
But it sounds like he did everything that he should have done, did all of his pre-flight checklist kind of work. Got
Agreed.
All that figured out.
I agree.
Adhered to the rules at hand.
I agree.
And so I guess good job.
So the question of, can a drone pilot fly in an MOA? Yes, but do know the difference between an MOA and a restricted area. MOAs are the maroon hash lines on sectional charts. Restricted areas are normally blue. So it's really important to know that. It just goes to show, too, that, you know, weird things can happen even if you are in the right area. But that's why in 107, it says yield to manned aircraft at all times. Super important.
Right.
Well, on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. If you like the show or you found it valuable, please leave us a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download podcasts. Also, special thanks to everyone in our Drone U community. And really excited to release these new courses that are coming out. We're always updating and releasing new courses. So anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.